This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Sheriff's deputies conducted a welfare check at a Willow Creek residence last week at the behest of Child Welfare Services. The target of the request was Terrence Reeves, a man on federal probation and who also had a warrant out in his name. CWS was concerned about children at the location, and deputies contacted both Reeves and 40-year-old Jeremiah Ward. A search of their persons and of the property turned up meth, 16 pounds of processed bud, drug paraphernalia, and evidence of drug sales activity. Both Reeves and Ward were arrested and booked into county jail for drug and probation violations. Phone scams happen all year round, but they seem to get pretty heavy during the holiday months when people are in a more giving mood. We received two scam phone calls here at the radio stations last week, and both times a heavily accented recorded voice told us that we owed money to the IRS and that a warrant for our arrest had been issued. Of course, the claim was 100% false. Trust me, I say this from personal experience. The IRS does not collect fines or fees in that manner, and that if you receive a similar call, hang up and notify local law enforcement, and never give out personal information over the phone. The Humboldt State football team lost to Central Washington Saturday in a game that could be the last game in Lumberjack football history. The athletic department is operating at a deficit, and that could mean the end of football unless increased funding for the program is found. Supporters have pledged to raise $500,000 per year for the next 5 years to support football, but this year's fundraising is still about $170,000 short. HSU President Lisa Rossbacher could make a decision on the football program this week. The CHP is searching for the driver and two passengers who fled from a vehicle following a pursuit by law enforcement that began in Garberville and ended on Island Mountain Road. Initially, a sheriff's deputy spotted the car wanted in connection with a theft at a store in Garberville, and the driver fled. The CHP joined the chase, and it ended when the driver parked in a private driveway and fled along with two passengers. They remain at large. State Senator Mike McGuire and Supervisor Virginia Bass will host an opioid town hall meeting tomorrow at the Sequoia Conference Center in Eureka from 6 until 8 p.m. According to the State Department of Health, opioid overdose rates in Humboldt County are 5 times higher than the state average, and McGuire and Bass will be joined by specialists as they search for strategies to address the issue. The Coast Guard was called out to assist in the search for a man who reportedly fell off a cliff and into the ocean near College Cove last Thursday, but a search of the area failed to locate the missing hiker. Multiple news outlets report sheriff's deputies responded to the scene about 2:45 and searched the shoreline, but only found a shoe from the missing man. The search was called off on Friday due to darkness. The hiker remains missing. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.